John asked me to give a brief overview of voter eradication program in Mexico. What I'm going to talk about is voter situation in all the cotton growers in Mexico, and then specifically the two states where there are active eradication programs and the two states where there ought to be active eradication programs. I just want to make a comment about the funding for voter eradication in Mexico. It's similar to what happens in the States. Some money comes from the federal government in Mexico in the form of a subsidy called Procampo. Some money comes from each state, but the majority of the money comes from the growers themselves. And the programs are run by the growers and their employees. So it's very similar to what happens in the States. Okay, this is a figure of a boll weevil that's in the office of the local grower group in southern Sonora. It's made up of 115,000 weevils glued together. Unfortunately, these aren't the only weevils in southern Sonora. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the boll weevil situation in Tamaulipas, which is just south of Lower Rio Grande Valley, Coahuila and Durango, which is an area they call the Laguna, which the cotton area that straddles two states. Chihuahua, which is by far the highest acreage of cotton in Mexico. Sonora, Chihuahua is south of New Mexico in the El Paso region of Texas and Presidio, Texas. Sonora is due south of Arizona, and Baja California is obviously south of California. This map pretty well describes the boll weevil situation in Mexico. The blue is where there's boll weevil. The green is free of boll weevil. The map is a little misleading because these lines are geopolitical lines. They really don't describe accurately the distribution of the cotton or the boll weevil. But those are the areas, like our quarantine maps, that encompass a lot of area that don't have either the pest or the crop. So what I'm going to do is give you a brief overview of the areas in Mexico that either don't have weevil or don't have a program, and then I'll talk about the eradication programs in Tamaulipas and Chihuahua. As you can see up here, the Southwest Boll Weevil Eradication Program began in 1985, which includes southeastern California, western Arizona, and northwest Mexico. In the case of Mexico, it was this is Mexicali, Baja California, and then there's a little strip of cotton on this side of the Colorado River in San Luis, Rio Colorado, Sonora. You can see last year there's about 17,000 hectares in Sonora and Baja California, 2,300 hectares in San Luis, Rio Colorado. In 1988, the program was expanded to include all of Arizona and this area right here called Sonowita in Sonora, which last year had about 600 hectares. 3 years later, the program was extended to an area called Caborca, which is right here. They don't plant cotton in Caborca. We eradicated the weevil and then they quit planting the crop. And by 1985, the boll weevil had been eradicated from all this area. We had one incident in August of 1994 where we caught some weevils. We jumped on it. We sprayed a cumulative 430 hectares. We trapped heavily in the spring and never caught another weevil. The trap density at the time of this detection was one trap per 20 hectares, which is about one trap per 50 acres, which I think is pretty good detection trapping, especially if you have a possible source of artificial reintroduction. I would also like to talk about southern Sonora, and you can see it's blue, and that's because they still have boll weevils down there. There's about 2,000 hectares planted there. They attempted boll weevil eradication in 1991 and 92. Unfortunately, they were late with their pinhead score applications, and resulting in a secondary pest problem with whitefly, and the farmers there decided they didn't want to participate in the program. But this is an area that's definitely Mexico is going to have to address, and hopefully they'll be able to convince the farmers there to participate. This area right here, this is the Laguna area. It's Coahuila and Durango. It's just this spot right here. There's about 18,000 hectares in that area, 4,000 of which is in Durango. They have extremely high boll weevil populations in this area. I was down there last year with Bob Staten in September, and I found a bull that had five weevil pupa in one bull. I'd never seen that before. But incredible pressure, and there's significant evidence of migration from this area to the north. Right now, Durango, which has about 4,000 of the total hectares, has started a trapping, mapping, and software, this area right here, has started a trapping, mapping, and is using the Texas boreal software to manage the program. But obviously, until Coahuila enters the program, there's not much sense in them doing very much in terms of trying to reduce the populations. Okay, now I'm going to talk about the areas that where there is active eradication. This is from a talk that the representative from Tamaulipas gave last year, but it shows the two departments in the Mexican federal government, SAGARPA and SENASICA, which administer the programs. This is the logo for the local rural group, and this is the logo for the state of Tamaulipas. They didn't plant cotton in Tamaulipas last year. In 2008, they had approximately 1,200 hectares. But they maintained traps in 2008 and 2007 fields, just to have an idea of the population of weevil. And this is a summary from 2004 to 2009 of the weevils per trap for the whole season, the average weevils per trap for the whole season. And I don't know if this corresponds to the numbers that they're getting in Lower Rio Grande Valley, but their intention is to plant 4,000 hectares next year in this area, but their estimates are almost universally wrong, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. Now I want to talk about Chihuahua, which is has the highest acreage in Mexico, and also a weevil population that is in the program. Again, you can see Mexican federal government is represented by two things here: the state of Chihuahua, the local committee, and USDA. We have USDA personnel working in Chihuahua and in Baja California, also on this program in Pink Bull. Okay, as indicated by the map that I showed you earlier, this area right in here, Janos, Ascension, the area south of New Mexico, the area from El Paso down along the river, from Juarez down along the river, is free of weevil. I want to comment that our programs should be only dangerous to the target pest. Unfortunately, our program personnel that have to work in this area, it is extremely dangerous. When I go down there, it's a scary experience, and I'm an obvious gringo, but these guys are out in this area all the time, but the Mexican army and the drug traffickers think we're. In any event, that area here is free of weevil. There are two areas in Chihuahua that have weevil right now. There's an area right here in the zone of the Mioqui Delicias. Last year they had 53 hectares total planted. They had an active program where they did two pinhead square treatments in all the fields, regardless of whether weevil was caught. But it got away from them, and we still have a problem there, but hopefully we'll be able to zero in on it this year by lowering the trapping density and make sure that the pinhead square treatments are timely. Unfortunately, I didn't get to spend as much time down there last year because first for H1N1 and then the USDA travel regulations kind of changed with the new administration. It was difficult for me to get to the interior. This is the weevils per trap in the Mioqui zone last from 2005 to 200. 2009. And you can say we still got some problems down there, but I'm confident we'll be able to focus on this coming year. This gives you an idea. This is a trap line that extends from the border with Coahuila to the Camargo area, and it, more than anything, it just indicates, number one, is the trap closest to the border. And these numbers, you can see that there is migration from the south. This is late season migration. These traps are along the roads, assuming the woolweevils follow the road. But it just gives you an indication of the pressure that's coming from the south. The other area of concern is this area right here in Ojinaga, which is right across the river from Presidio, Texas. There's about 225 hectares in this zone, mostly small fields, and they have a weevil problem there. And I'm going to recommend in this area also increased density of traps, and hopefully it won't get away from us this year. As I say, that if you look at the numbers, you can see in this area we actually had a slight increase in the number of weevils per trap. There's also in this area 10,000 hectares of cotton right down here, which is about 24,000 acres, something like that. That's a Mennonite area, well-managed cotton, don't have any weevils. So basically, the only two places in Chihuahua where we have serious weevil problems is in the zone in Meoqui and over here in Ojinaga. Okay, one thing I wanted to comment on is that in northwestern Chihuahua and southern New Mexico and in Arizona and southeast Arizona, during the program, late season after the rains, we started to catch weevils that, as it turned out, were Anthonomus, but not Anthonomus grandis. It's Anthonomus thurarii. And there's a wild cotton host for this. But this scares program managers when they see these catches. And this is the wild host, the thuraria plant, which is a disturbance plant, lives in road cuts and washes. The weevil can only emerge in the thuraria bowl in response to, you can see these bowls are pretty hard in response to rain. If it doesn't rain, they don't emerge. But they go to the traps, and when you first catch them, morphometrically, you can distinguish between one or the other by some femur measurements. However, after they reproduce on cotton, you can't distinguish. Morphometrics is no longer reliable, and you have to go to PCR. I'm running out of time, so I'll go quickly with this. This is some of the molecular techniques that we've used initially. But Norman Barr, a molecular biologist with our agency, developed a barcode system that is able to characterize these weevils. Part of the efforts that we've done is that I've been collecting weevils from all the places I go in Mexico, developing a reference collection, and to do DNA fingerprinting. So in the future, if we have a reinfestation, we'll have a good database to look at to see if we can determine where the weevils came from. Another effort that we did in Chihuahua was working with Scott Armstrong of ARS to do some resistance monitoring of, I guess, UOV malathion in Chihuahua. 2 years ago, we did a topical assay and showed there was no evidence of resistance. Last year, we didn't have sufficient weevils in the squares to do that, so Scott is suggesting that we use a discriminating dose rather than the full range of doses that you usually use in topical assays. And with that, that's us working hard in Chihuahua. And with that, there's 9 seconds left for questions, so I think later.
Any questions for Ted at this point? Okay.